Is Earth a prison?
Yes, and even worse. The ones who believe the contrary will never escape.
Why, oh why would an alleged member of the quote elite family waste one minute of their time or give credence to the cesspool that is godlikeproductions.com?
Bloodlines are not robots who all act the same. You are confusing the ones who you think control you with others.
Now on the population reduction. We have a few brewing like AIDS. However, it has been my feeling that the release of a bioweapon will be in a timely fashion cloaked in chaos from another event. What say you on that?
There is no plan to reduce the population that is fully in the hands of the people. However, certain events have been seen as just that while they are serving another purpose. A misconception. Just because it comes across like population reduction does not mean it is exactly that. Really, if the goal was population reduction, it would have been done a long time ago in a span of a few weeks. In fact, the opposite is more true in most areas on this planet. What you said could happen, but it would be done by the ones who control the lower areas. The ones up higher do it through the daily items you consume.
Was Yahweh an extraterrestrial negative entity? Or was he a fiction invented by the Jewish fantasy factory during the time the Greeks ruled Palestine?
If the name of an entity is public, it means it is fabricated. Yahweh used to represent an age where mass control was taking shape.
Ah, so Mormons are the only ones who are barking up the right tree. Authority and all that.
No.
Don't you get sick and tired of the lack of real equality in the music and the movies? With your power and money and influence, why do you not prime the pump with some really good stuff?
The ones who search hard will find the gems in music. In fact, they are out in the open. It is not our duty to enlighten you, that is yours. We hand out the tools that can be used in the way you choose to, quote, good or bad.
What are the three things that have you concerned about most regarding the upsetting of the apple cart? By this I mean things that are beyond the direct control of the powers that be that you are scrambling to prepare against.
Nothing to do with us. But with the puppets.
Who owns and runs the show on planet Earth? Please list the major player groups who actually answer to each successive level beginning from the top down. Descriptions are fine if you don't want to divulge names. Is it like a pyramid, or is it a number of factions vying for power and control?
The shape of a pyramid, yes. But people forgot the underground chamber. The top of the pyramid is not the top.
What do you fear the most?
Fear is based on physical impulses. The physical is not important.
My full-blood Italian maternal lineage traces back to King Charles I, Charlemagne, but by name, Count Dodi, who was the captain of the archers for Prince Philippe, King Charles IV, and who was part of the coup to secure the quote, secret, from the Merovingians in the Knights Templar. I won't discuss the secret, which I am sure of. But I don't understand why you operate in the fashion that you do and I operate in the fashion that I do then as a result. This does not mean that I am of any particular bloodline that is part of the ultimate that you speak of, but my life is far more progressive than anyone that I know scientifically and professionally regardless of the economy. And I do see the quote, illusion, all around me. Explain this please.
I have explained it a bit. Your lineage is not what you think it is. Charlemagne, like other quote, kings, merely played the flute, like his descendants do now in politics especially. However, if there are traces of the lineage within you, and this goes deeper than just blood and genes as you know, then obviously you will understand your surrounding better than others. There are people who are directly linked and they will act differently.
Do you think inside that this current battle is in two stages? Now, on the etheric. And, 1,000 years from now, on the astral, once all the heart people have dropped their physical bodies and have graduated to higher life forms, the next being the astral. Then, the whole show starts all over again, with different players.
You are confusing a few matters. There is just one struggle and it is now, here on this planet and on a personal level. Meaning you only. There is no enemy you can attack except yourself. If you are busy attacking something else, you are wasting precious energy and you will fail. If you succeed, there will be no struggle anymore.
You state that we have the tools to work with. Can you tell us some of them, something to work with so we may free ourselves? You agree that we are on a prison planet. I thought more like a zoo, where we are being observed and studied. But if we are on a prison planet, then I must understand that we truly have no free will. Correct?
The tools are in your hands, around you, everywhere. It is even being drawn out of you. It is your duty towards yourself to reveal them to yourself and then do as you please with them. There is always a consequence. Prisoners still can determine what they do in their prison with the tools that were provided to them. They can decide how to walk in the yard, how to talk, think. You have free will, therefore you suffer and are aware of your suffering.
Why give me tools to escape a prison? Sounds counterproductive to what a prison is for. I have known that the powers that be are puppets moved around by hands that we cannot see, nor may ever see, but why make them look and act seemingly stupid or at the least illogical? Are you wanting a revolution? What you are saying is that the war is within, not without. Though the powers that be seem to want us to think it is without, why distract us? What is it that they don't want us to accomplish? Freedom? And yes, I am reminded every day of my suffering.
We are neutral and doing our duty, which many times comes across as being negative. If you observe closely, you will see we merely spreading the tools which can be used by you to free yourself or chain yourself, your choice. The divine law has a purpose for you and it is not on this planet. Prove you are worthy again to be released. The distraction is part of that. It is about knowing who is and who is not. The ones who support any of these known faces are failing.
It sounds like you are cautioning the owner of godlikeproductions.com against giving full rein to freedom of speech. Is this correct?
He may do as he pleases and accept the consequences in the bigger picture.
What is your interpretation of the divine law and how can I make peace with myself?
Knowing yourself and where you really are the two most important issues that you should be involved with. It is your task to find out. In fact, if someone gave you the correct answers, it would not mean a thing to you, for they would not be attached to you in a way they would if you would have found them yourself. If you find the answers to those, you have accomplished a huge part of your duty towards yourself. After that, your task would be living according to the divine law which is revealed to you after that stage until departure.